fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here in the Contractor Fight. Listen, we take your questions as long as they don't suck, and we answer them here on the show. Listen, if you want to send a question into the Contractor Fight podcast, please text the word podcast to 833-415-0473. The word podcast to 833-415-0473. Put your info in there and ask the questions that we have, and we'll pick the ones that are the most relevant to the most people here in the fight. You guys rock, and let's do this. All right, fighters, welcome to Contractor Fight Podcast Q&A. Do we have an official name for this thing yet, Dan?
No, we need to.
We need to. I think we should open it up to people. Like, tag me. In fact, guys, go to Instagram at RealTomReber, at RealTomReber, and tag me with your idea. You could do a video, you could do a DM, you can do a story. I don't care how you get it to me. Just tag me at RealTomReber if you have a cool name that we could use for the Thursday Q&A episodes that we have. Because right here on my schedule that I'm looking at, it just says Q&A. So yeah. There you go, which That's is kind of boring. So Dan, speaking of Q&A, we got some questions, we got some answers, man. Why don't you start us off today?
All right. So I've got a question from LeGrand Eggleston. I'm wondering if any other electrical contractors have pricing on their website.
Nope, none. Okay, nope. Next. Just kidding.
Yeah, going through some of the comments, that's what we got.
Yeah.
Some of the comments were, how can prices be posted with so much fluctuation in the market? Not to mention every project's different.
Yeah. I feel like what I'd like to do is just send people one of our trainings that we have had Marcus Sheridan come in, right?
Sure.
No video of that. But guys, you're talking to two guys right here who are big fans of talking price and being transparent and this and that. And so in short, are other electricians doing it? Probably not enough, I'll tell you that. In fact, not enough of all of you, regardless of what your trade is, not enough of you are talking about pricing. And dude, Dan, this is the number one thing that people search for. Like, how much does it cost to, hang a ceiling fan? How much does it cost to rewire my house? How much does it cost to do a bathroom addition? Bathroom remodeling project. How much does it cost to paint a room? Whatever. So in any industry, guys, price and cost type questions are the number one thing. Now, I will tell you this, and Dan, you know this, I've been doing a bunch of work around my house recently. I've had some trades that I didn't know people personally, and so I had to go online and look for people. But before I did that, when I was putting my budget together for like Fight HQ and doing my floor and some of these things, I literally went to Google and I went, how much does concrete floor staining cost, right? Or how much does, I put copper in here in my bar area. I got copper posts now and around the lower part of my bar and this and that. And I just, not because I wanted to shop anyone around, I just wanted to create my budget. I wanted to know, what this freaking project was going to cost me. And what I found personally, I can just share my own experience here, is that nobody answered my question for me. It was a royal pain in the ass. And what I would come across, I would like type the thing into the search bar. And then it would land on I'd see somebody's website, I'd click, and it would give me some answer like, all projects are different. Please call, and one of our salespeople will call and have a conversation with them. I'm like, you're not making my life easier.
And that wasn't satisfying.
No, that wasn't satisfying. And so, I mean, this actually, Dan, you and I could talk for 3 hours on this topic right now. We're not gonna, but guys, bottom line, it's any question that people are asking, you should be answering. Hence the name of the book, They Ask, You Answer, by our buddy Marcus Sheridan. Okay. Yeah. So go buy that book. It'll make the case of why you should put pricing on your website. Bottom line is, if you don't, you're going to have a harder time building trust with your prospects. And if you do, obviously you'll build more trust and things will go better for you. And I guess the other big thing here is, Dan, people don't do this because they're afraid that they'll price themselves out of a job. Well, number one, that's the point. Okay.
Absolutely.
That if copper costs 10 grand to install on average, starting at or whatever, or if you do a bathroom remodeling project and you had, you know, priced as shown or whatever, or starting at a certain price, and somebody's not cool with the starting at price, they're going to hit the back button and never bother you. Okay. Yep. So that's a good thing. So, so they're afraid that they're going to price themselves out of it. And they're also afraid that their competitors are going to see their pricing. Okay. And in some cases, that's good because it'll get them to raise their pricing.
Yeah. But and you think about it.
Yeah. Stop worrying about what other people are charging.
No shit. And it's like, you know, these days with the internet, it's like people can get all the technical info they want before they pick up the phone. They don't need you to tell them the advantages of double pane windows or some other bullshit, whatever you're selling. And so they're looking for the price like you. And no, you can't do a quote, a specific job because jobs do vary, but you can say a mid-size home in suburbia USA typically ranges from 10 grand to 12 grand. And the person with 5 grand won't call you. You can say a generator generally costs this much, upgrading service panel this much. And you're just giving them a ballpark so they can self-select. It's like the menu outside the restaurant in Paris. Like you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, wow, it's like 50 euros for a steak. I'm not going to eat here, or I am, whatever your qualification is. And so to me, it's just, it gets rid of the tire kickers. It makes your phone ring less. And it only rings with people that have already self-selected into your business based on the call, the pricing that you have out there.
I mean, there's a ton of benefits to this too. Like I said, price and money questions are the number one search thing. So you better get some SEO love out of that, right? You know, your site will actually get found more. You're going to have to answer the question anyway of what it costs, right? And I remember talking to Marcus about this years ago, and he's like, you can answer it through your content, you know, saying, hey, the average room, like a 12 by something bedroom painting the walls only starts at $500, right? Or whatever it might be. And I would much rather answer that before I wasted my time with a phone call, before I waste my time going out there and blah, blah, blah. So guys, there's a lot of head trash around this topic. And even in our group where this question was asked, there was a ton of head trash.
What stuck with me years ago, you told me, you called me out on this, was like, you asked me, are you a professional? Do you own a professional painting company, Dan? I'm like, yep. And you're like, you do know, you do have to price jobs eventually, correct? I go, yes. I'm like, so why aren't you bringing that up early on in the phone call? And it struck home. It's like, why do we hide from this shit? You know, it's like, it's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You're there to sell something. I'm a salesperson. And so so I just don't get it. It's like, it's a quick way to make sure you're talking to the right person. It's a quick way to save yourself a lot of time. And like you said, your competitor, that whole thing about your competitors, like who cares? I sound like I'm the only company in the country anyway. So,
well, you know, you were reading one of the answers on this post that was in there, and there were a lot of people saying, well, every job's different and pricing changes and material prices change and blah, blah, blah. And guys, that's okay. That just talk about that when you answer the question in your blog post or your copy or your video or whatever it is. And so I want to give an example because this is a big deal, dude. And I want to give a shout out to Logan and his team at Contractor Growth Network. You guys know they're a sponsor of the podcast and this and that, but they're experts at positioning you and answering these questions and talking about these things in a way that really educates, informs, and builds trust. But if I were going to do a video, it might sound like, you know, hey, thanks for checking out the pricing page here at Tom's Painting. You know, one of the biggest questions that we get all the time is how much does it cost to paint a house, right? Well, the short answer, or install a ceiling fan. I'll just do a ceiling fan. Hey, you know, listen, one of the biggest questions we get at Tom's Electric is how much does it cost to install a ceiling fan, or how much does it cost to, you know, rewire the house or whatever it might be. Guys, the short answer is it depends. There are many factors that go into a job, such as A, B, C, D, E, blah, blah, blah. Material prices could change here and there. But in general, You know, in an average room with a ceiling that's no more than 10 feet high, to install a ceiling fan, you know, that's, you know, cookie cutter, piece of cake, newer house, this, that, the other thing, you're looking at X to or A to B pricing, yeah, somewhere between here and here. Guys, don't make a big deal out of it. All right.
Yeah, you can also go third party with it, mm-hmm, and just with like a case study on your website. Here's a 4-bedroom house that we rewired, and this project ran this. And it's, you're not, yep, talking about the person on the phone's house, so you're not giving them a quote, but mm-hmm, here's a similar project that costs this much money, and they can self-select in. I do that all the time. Oh, I painted a house right around the corner from you. Looks pretty similar. That one ran 14 grand. They need to shut up and see what they say. And it's because I'm not quoting them. I'm just saying your neighbor paid this and their house looks similar. And then they go on down the pricing rabbit hole from there.
Well, you know, I guess the last thing I want to say on this, see, I told you I could talk forever on this thing, but
that's a big subject.
The last thing I want to say on this here today is I want you all to think about the world that we live in. We live in a world where you go on something like Amazon and you push a button and you search for a product and there's a price. Now, some of you are like, oh, that's different, Tom. That's a widget that they made, or, you know, it's a bottle of, you know, I buy my vitamin water from Amazon by the case, right? You know, that's easy. It's a product. Okay, guys, you can still do this. Okay. What are you competing with? You know, there's all these other websites out there. You could go online and buy a car. Okay. You can get a mortgage. You could do all these different things on your phone, online. They're talking money and this and that. And I'm just telling you right now, if you don't get with it and get out of your own way with this, you're going to be left behind, because I truly believe, Dan, we're already starting to see it in some of our groups and this and that, is people are contractors are building websites going, hey, enter in the dimensions of your room. Boom. Hey, this is what it costs to paint your walls with basic blah, blah, blah paint. And then, you know, yep, other people add the ceiling for another $165. Would you like to do that? Click, done. Make it easy for people to buy. And the first step is talk money. Hey, fighters, listen, I want to tell you about Nice Job. They're one of the sponsors here of the Contractor Fight. They are a reputation marketing software platform that can help you grow your service business. Nice Job's automated tools are going to help you collect 2 to 3 times more reviews and then share those reviews where it matters the most. Using that social proof, you can be the top rated contractor in your field, in your area. So I want to encourage you all to visit thecontractorfight.com/nicejob and get some more information, guys. Reviews are huge, and don't miss out on more sales because you're not getting them. thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. Okay. So as we know, not every project is a good fit, Dan. Jocelyn asked the question in our Facebook group. I'll summarize her real quick. But basically, what's the best way to turn down a project that you don't want when you kind of realize that they're just not a good fit? We're not a good fit. And you, when I said we were going to talk about this, you were like, man, it seems like this question is coming up all the time.
Yeah.
So what's the Danimals take on this?
Yeah, I hate to break the news to Jocelyn. There's not really a simple line to tell somebody I could get 1-star reviews all day long with lines I could propose to people about why they're not good fits for us. But, and there's the age old favorite of just tacking a pain in the ass price on top. But you know what? If they're a psycho, all you're doing is working for a psycho for a little bit more money on that route. It's no guarantee they won't hire you, unfortunately. So as you know, the Shin Fu sales process taught in the Contractor Sales Academy that I've done, like that through that conversation and that pre-qual process, people opt out themselves. And so you work through their motive and what they're looking to do. And you talk pricing, like we just spoke about a minute ago, get up on the table, say, know what they're looking at. And if it's out of the range, they'll say, you know, thanks for your time, Tom. I appreciate it. That's more than I want to spend. And they're out the door and they're happy. And you've given them some good information and they feel good about you. You know, nobody likes to be told, you know, I don't like you. So
yeah, you're not a good fit for me, Dan.
Yeah. And you know, early on, I got accused of that. People thought, like, I'd be asking them questions like, so tell me about some other contractor experiences you had, you know, mm-hmm. anything bad happened? And they thought I was, you know, interrogating them like Guantanamo, like, so, you know, are you a pain in the ass is what they it felt like to them, you know, and which wasn't it. And so really it's just like, answer their questions, steer them along the sales process, but through pricing and through some other, you know, other things come up in the conversation. They want a one-man painter. Well, I only have crews of five. I work with a big crew. So it's like, I'm not a good fit. And so they'll say, oh, you want, I'm not comfortable with that many people on site. I'm going to go with chucking a truck. And so mm-hmm. just give them the option to do what suits them and they won't be pissed.
Yeah. Again, this comes back, you know, Dan and I, we discussed this, or I don't know why I said Dan and I when I'm talking to you. You and I discussed this before we got on here today, because although this question gets asked a lot, we don't really run into it a whole lot when you use the Shin Fu process, because you get people to opt themselves out of working with you. And, you know, but if I were to give some sort of word track or some way to bring it up, like Dan, you said you only have crews and I might only need one painter for a project, right? And that comes up in the pre-qualification conversation. It might sound like, hey, Dan, are you okay if I'm honest with you?
Please.
I got to tell you something, but I'm afraid I'm a little worried you might get mad at me, but it's kind of crazy. I don't actually have one painter I can send over to do a project like this, because we work in teams. And the only way I could take on this project is to charge you the team rate for them to go over there. And that's probably kind of ridiculous, huh?
Yeah. It's I don't want to pay for five guys if only one's going to be there. And any more than one, my chihuahuas are going to be going apeshit all day barking. And mm-hmm. so that's not going to work.
Well, Dan, would it help if I maybe texted you over the names of a couple guys I know that take on projects like yours?
Yeah, that'd be huge.
All right. We'll tap out of the role play. But guys, that's how it works. You learn this through role playing in the pre-qualification process. I'm really trying not to make this a plug for our Shin Fu program, even though I just think it works, right? And we, the people that use it and work at it and practice it, don't run into this objection very often, or this right. issue where they have to let somebody down. But in the cases that you do, I think it's just sometimes just saying, hey, I got to be upfront with you. Are you really cool if I shoot you straight here? And they're always going to say yes. And you go, well, listen, what would happen if I told you I can't get to this job for another 9 months? Right. You know, that's a way to weasel out of it too. And I don't mean weasel in a bad way, like you're unethical, but if it's really a bad fit for you and you're jammed up in the schedule and it's truly, you have to turn the project down. Okay. Put it back on them, I guess is my main point, that they're the ones that have the idea that we're not a good fit.
Yeah. So. Always let them do the, it's not me, it's you, or not. Whatever that saying goes. Yeah,
whatever that saying is.
Whatever that works in this scenario.
You know, Dan, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah. You're really an asshole. There's no way I'm working with you.
Yeah.
That came out wrong.
Yeah. Oops. Well, anyway, I appreciate the questions here today, guys. If you have a question that you would like us to address for you, type or text the word podcast to 833-415-0473, or you could just go down to the show notes and check that out. And with that, Dan, you got anything else today, or are you good?
No, I just want people to send us some questions so we don't have to go fishing through the group.
There you go. Yeah, this Q&A thing's kind of new to our show here. So, and that's why we're opening it up to have you guys text us some questions and things like that. We want to help you and we want to add value. And there you have it. And don't forget, tag at Real Tom Reber on Instagram if you have an idea what we should call the Thursday Q&A episodes. And I don't know if I said this earlier in the episode, but if we pick your idea, I'll send you some fight swag to make you look all sexy and stuff like that. So, and then you got to say it in the sexy voice, Dan. I got to send you some fight swag. Don't I have that really sexy late night DJ voice? Probably not. I have a hoarse football coach voice, but anyway, all right, you guys rock. We got to roll. We're out. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today on this Q&A episode. To send a question to the Contractor Fight Podcast, please text the word podcast to 833-415-0473. Text the word podcast to 833-415-0473. Put your info in there and we will take the questions that are relevant to the most people here in the fight. Super appreciate you all. Get out there, kick some serious tail. We'll see you later.